Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show on a Tuesday. I'm Mark. That's Kim St. Ange. Ethan Bright here in the studio with us this morning. And we've still got lots of stuff to get to. Remember last month I told you about this discovery I made of something called the Social Security Fairness Act?
Yeah.
I finally got the answer to that question yesterday, and I'm going to update you on this coming up here a little bit later in the show, probably in the next hour, but stay tuned for that. At around 8:20, I'm going to get to that for you. Could be a bit of a windfall for some people out there who are listening this morning, so I'll give you all those details coming up. All right, a little earlier, if you were listening to former Senator John Lamping, we talked about what needs to happen to make the Missouri legislature more effective. And we're lucky enough to have Lieutenant Governor David Wassinger on the phone this morning, and he's the one that stood up in front of the Senate and sort of spelled this out for him. And, you know, Lieutenant Governor, I don't think they liked your outsider perspective.
You know, Mark, first, thanks for having me on, and I can't thank you enough. By the way, Mother's Day is this Sunday, so I'll remind you and your listeners, you know, that early Mother's Day is not a more important job than being a mother, so happy early Mother's Day to everybody out there, so reminder to get out and get those flowers. Yeah, Mark, you know, I ran for lieutenant governor as a conservative outsider to shake things up in Jefferson City. I didn't want to come in and start, you know, I wanted to kind of get my feet underneath me, so I kind of took them maybe after 100 days in to see how things were going. So I presided over the Missouri State Senate. That's one of my many roles as Missouri Lieutenant Governor. You know, after 100 days, I looked at it. You know, it's just not a well-functioning body, and I'm not pointing fingers at any particular senator. It's just these arcane rules. Give you an example, Mark. Last week, you know, it's like approving minutes at a meeting. You know, we approve the minutes. Well, every day you approve the journal, you know, the prior day. So the journal will read President Wassinger presiding. So you just, you know, you approve the journal.
Yeah.
They objected. It should read President David Wassinger presiding. We debated for 2.5 hours as to whether or not the journal should read President Wassinger presiding or President David Wassinger presiding. So these people, if they think this is a well-functioning body, they've been in there too long. You sit there and just shake your head at times. We're fighting the good fight.
And,
you know, the lobbyists and special interest, Mark, guys, they don't want change.
Right.
You know, and the... So that's what we're up against.
Yeah, it gums up the works is what it does. You know, I was reading this, and the quote is in the Missouri Scout here, but it quoted a Senator Jason Bean as expressing disappointment in your lack of insight. And he said that, I'm so proud of how our freshman senators on both sides have learned and embraced Senate decorum, rules, and tradition. Regrettably, the same cannot be said for our new lieutenant governor. His remarks indicate an unfamiliarity with the rules and the tradition of our body. That's his quote. That's unbelievable. I mean, you're in there with a fresh set of eyes on things that gum up the works and make them less effective, but they don't want to change it because of tradition?
Yeah, Mark, it is really an entrenched, again, it just drills out, not into any particular senator. I think these insiders, the career politicians, the lobbyists and special interest have run Jefferson City for years. And frankly, they like the way it's being run.
Right.
You know, they are making a lot of money at this deal. There were, last week, behind closed door, there were over 230 earmarks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
With tens of millions of dollars, of Missouri taxpayer dollars, you know, earmarked for various special interest and projects. They love the way this process works. You know, whereas the guy from Westphalia, Missouri, you know, an iron worker from Bon Terre, Missouri, you know, I'm fighting for the forgotten man and woman. I am not fighting for the lobbyist and special interest. And I will tell you, Mark, the swamp fights back. They do not like, you know, change. So when you read all your negative stories about me, you know, whatever it is, remember, it's fake news, would you please?
You know, when we had former Senator John Lamping on, I'd asked him, looking back over this legislative session now with 10 days to go remaining, what do you feel like has been the biggest success story? And he couldn't point to one thing, because there's been so many things that we've hoped would be done and have not been achieved. Do you feel the same way, or is there something you feel like really was key and critical that they were actually able to achieve this session so far?
Well, one thing let me start with the positive. One thing, and I think there was a lot of work put in this. I put some walk the halls to the public safety, where, you know, on the St. Louis crime safety, that bill did pass. That's about the, you know, but that's more directed to St. Louis, you know, which, you know, that's where I'm from, you're from, you know, so that's a very important bill. But all the low-hanging fruit, the DEI, you know, all the other conservative ideas are just left there hanging on the apple tree waiting to be picked. And, you know, the legislature just does not get it done. And the other warning sign for me is, if you look at the Missouri Constitution, it's about 50 times larger than a United States Constitution. And that's because many things don't get passed in the legislature because they don't do their job. So these left-wing billionaires come in and fund it and right. Put in these left-wing and mislead everybody and put it in our Constitution. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, you just amendment three. You can just go. Oh, there were 8 Missouri constitutional amendments, I think, on the ballot last November.
Yeah.
That would include the pro-abortion issue. But even things such as online gaming, whether you're for or against it, marijuana, whether you're for or against, is now embedded in our Constitution. It shouldn't be in our Constitution. That's a statutory, you know, things change, and you may want to go in and tinker it, you know, where the legislature, now we have to go through and go, can you imagine that stuff being in the United States Constitution?
Oh, gosh.
It's just, and the warning sign is the Missouri legislature is just not getting its job done, and I think the Senate rules have a lot to do with it.
Taking a little bit of a left turn here, I want to ask you a question about an announcement Trump just made, which was that he's trying to offer illegals $1,000 if they'll self-deport, you know, saying, hey, we'll get you out of here, and then you have an opportunity to come back. Now, obviously, we don't know how many people are here in Missouri illegally because they're undocumented. Would Governor Kehoe be able to offer, let's just say he wanted to, would he have the power, the authority to offer something similar to that would be in conjunction with what the Trump administration is doing, or would that have to go through the House and the Senate?
That would probably have to go through the House and Senate, go through the appropriations process. And, you know, the money we're wasting on, you wouldn't believe some of these projects. They're Juneteenth, NPR, you know, the stuff that, you know, Missourians are funded, you know, if they prioritize this and put our, you know, put something like that, or put our seniors and veterans first, you know, rather than the Juneteenth celebrations, an NPR and things such as that, I think we'd be much better served. But I think that Kim would have to go through the state legislature.
Yeah. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, listen, we appreciate your time. Thanks for fighting the good fight down there.
All right. Always a pleasure. Thank you. All right. Again, happy Mother's Day in advance.
Yeah, that's great.
Right,
thank you, sir. Yeah.
All right,
good.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah. Good getting him on here this morning. He makes a great point. And he's fighting a headwind down there because the people that are entrenched get their money from the lobbyists, pretty much do what the lobbyists want. They don't do what the lobbyists don't want. That's why you don't have IP reform. And it's why every year with 10 days left in the session, we're talking about what probably won't get done.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. This is just, it's the system they operate in. And unless the people at the top want to change it, it's not going to happen. The people at the top of the Senate, and you don't get to the top of the Senate if you want to change it. So it never changes.
It just seems like so many of these issues on the local level and the federal level go back to lobbyists. And I'm not saying we get rid of all lobbyists, because obviously there are conservatives who are lobbying for causes we really care about. But obviously outside money is a huge issue. I'm just so tired of this. There has to be something that could be done when it comes to lobbyists and some sort of restrictions we could put in place.
And lobbyist reform, of course, they'll claim their rights are being violated, but the lobbyist reform they did before, where you can't buy them anything that costs over $5, didn't fix the problem very clearly. That clearly didn't work. All right, coming up, Mina Bose is going to join us. She's the Dean of Public Policy at the Peter Kalikoff School of Government and Public Affairs there at Hofstra University. She's going to talk about the fact that, you know, they moved Mike Waltz. They're going to move him to UN Ambassador, it looks like. Who's going to replace him, and how big of a shakeup is that for our national security? We're going to kick that around with Mina Bose. Bottom of the hour, our friend Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. We'll be right back.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.